This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
The Urban Res is underwritten by Southwest Gas. Since 1931, Southwest Gas has been committed to serving the communities we live in. Employees actively volunteer for and support organizations and initiatives that make our communities better places to live. For more information, swgas.com.
And good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday. Hope that this morning is off to a great start. We have an awesome show for you. We have a VIP guest, Mr. Sam McCracken. Dr. B, it's so exciting to have Sam here.
Absolutely. And I just would like to give a background on Mr. Sam McCracken. Sam McCracken is the general manager and visionary behind Nike N7 program and the N7 Fund, dedicated to improving health and wellness in Native American communities through sports and innovation. A proud member of the Sioux and Assiniboine tribes, Sam began his Nike journey in 1997 and quickly became a driving force for Indigenous representation and empowerment. He's led over 25 unique N7 product collections and has earned numerous awards, including the Bowerman Award and recognition at the Schwab Foundation's Social Entrepreneur of the Year. McCracken continues his aspiring commitment to positive change for Native American and Indigenous communities. Wow, Sam, I'm a huge fan. Nike is such a huge brand globally. And for you to start a career in this space and start the whole Nike N7 project, what an accomplishment. Us in Indian Country, super proud of you. Tell us how you started your journey.
Wow. Well, thank you for welcoming me. And it's amazing to be here this morning. Yaya Pidoha. I come from the Assiniboine Sioux people on the Fort Peck Indian Reservation. My journey really started from a humble beginnings of the fact that, I was just looking for employment. And the West Coast Distribution Center for Nike was hiring in Wilsonville, Oregon. I applied. Prior to working at Nike, I was a quote-unquote certified forklift driver, OSHA certified. And so I applied, and through the credentials that I had, I got hired. And it was about a month and a half into, starting my role, the human resources director for the United States at Nike reached out and said, hey, we're looking for some leadership in regards to our Native American employee network. And Nike celebrates diversity through our employees. And I really didn't know what that meant, but that really spearheaded the opportunity to write the one-page business plan that now we all know today in 2025 as Nike N7. It started in 1998 with me working on how we can really affect the lives of our indigenous communities through health promotion, disease prevention. This is the foundation of how N7 started.
Oh, that's great. So what inspired the leap from there to leading social impact programs?
Well, what inspired it is as I really started to feel the impact that the work was having in tribal communities. And I'll share a story. The health promotion disease prevention coordinator from the Fort Peck tribes had just received a grant. It's called the Special Diabetes Program for American Indian Alaska Natives. And some language in that grant really talked about how you incentivize people. And her methodology was that she could use Nike product to incentivize her constituents needed to get to address the complications of type 2 diabetes with incentivizing them with Nike product. And so that really kind of started the movement forward. And then from there, you know, it's just it started to snowball, take a life of its own. You know, I could never imagine today, as we sit here, that the accomplishments that have happened, that was never part of the original vision. It was just me being authentic to not only our community, but to myself.
That I'm really loving the disease prevention and wellness aspect, as I'm involved in healthcare initiatives as well, and it's very important for Indian Country. When people think of large corporations, it can be very intimidating to work and develop such a program in a big corporation type of space. Can you let us know if you face any challenges in trailblazing this initiative and also some advice for a lot of folks out there who work for have an idea and just some guidance?
Uniqueness of what was created through my entrepreneurship at Nike. You know, I was an entrepreneur. I was an entrepreneur because they gave me permission to run a business internally. It really started off as a business. As an Indigenous person, I'm naturally a storyteller. So you'll find me telling stories that relate back to the question. And I'll share a story. Like the first day that I sat at my desk, I was in the Nolan Ryan building, third floor, C wing. So people who have been to the Nike campus might be familiar. Wondering what the heck I was going to do. I wrote a business plan, had no idea. I don't have a business background. I worked in distribution. And so I was just trying to figure it all out. I was slipping through a footwear catalog, and there's a picture of Michael Jordan in the catalog. And the picture happened to be snapped from the game against the Utah Jazz when Michael had the flu. And it's a picture of sweat pouring down his face, you can imagine. Really, really this very distinct stare of determination that he was going to finish and he was going to play and he's going to play well and he's going to win. And I called that, to me, my eyes of determination. So I took that out and I plugged it on the wall right in front of my thing. Because at that point in time, I realized that I was no longer working for Nike. I was working on behalf of my community because I instigated a business plan and Nike approved the business plan and they approved me to move forward. But if I were to fail, I was going to fail on the, you know, 5 million Indigenous people across that. Now, because I wrote that plan, had access to the largest sports fitness brand of the world. So it changed my mentality on how I operated because I was now working on behalf of my community. I wasn't working on my family or, you know, just as most people go to work and they work to make a living. I was working. I had a different mission and different vision for the work that I wanted to do. So as I looked at and I give that advice, I was just like, I talk to a lot of our young employees in the corporate space, and I tell them to make sure that they have a purpose behind why they're working. And I had definitely had a purpose. I had a whole community of people that I cared an awful lot about that I grew up in, and I just wanted to make sure I didn't fail. So that's kind of my guidance to them. It would be, you have a purpose, and my purpose was my community.
I think that's really, really a great advice, especially for our youth that are coming up, you know, and especially in Indian Country. It's a lot of times when speaking with some of the young folks, again, they think that this instant gratification things happen like right away. And it's like, no, you got to have a vision. You got to write it down, make it plain. But yet there are steps too that you have to make it over to get to your vision. And so speaking of vision, the Nike Air Native N7 shoe was groundbreaking. What challenges did you face in bringing such a specialized product to market?
That's a great question. And I think, again, reverting back to my story, it happened organically. It happened because in 2003, in order to get the program to expand to more communities, you know, health promotion, disease prevention, I worked with some public officials in D.C. to create a memorandum of understanding. And at that point in time, the Indian Health Services had never had a public-private partnership with a corporation. So it was new venture, new time. So I always tell folks, first time in the history of the United States, a for-profit company, Nike, a government agency, the Indian Health Services, worked together to advance and better the lives of indigenous people. And so that was really the cusp. So when that MOU came about, the buzz was internally. And the mission statement for Nike is to bring inspiration and innovation to each and every athlete in the world. If you have a body, you're an athlete, with the asterisks by athlete. So I took a little bit of that thought and came to light that our Nike Sports and Research Lab was working on a project to alleviate the complications of neuropathy, you know, had neuropathy. And they knew that we had this MOU, so we leveraged that MOU to go out into our tribal communities and scan feet of the folks who had neuropathy. And what kind of innovation could we bring to help them alleviate some of the complications they have so they can be more physically active? And that from that document dawned a sneaker called the Air Native N7. The challenges internally, you know, we wanted to do it. I think the doctors from the pediatric doctors from IHS wanted to do it. So we came together in a room and we figured it out. And today, even today, that shoe is only available for HBDP programs across the United States through a web-based tool called Nike.net. So that's the only place you can get that shoe because it's really targeted for the community.
Wow, you brought up a lot of points. You know, my background is in health and especially public health. And in the early 2000s, I used to work for National Institutes of Health directly for their diabetes prevention program, specifically working with the Gila River, Salt River communities in Phoenix area. And through our diabetes prevention program, we worked with a lot of community members. And I remember specifically we ordered them the Nike N7 shoes if they went through this program successfully and they decreased their glucose levels and their cholesterol levels as well, we would incentivize them with the Nike N7 shoes. And so this was one of my first experiences seeing how Nike N7 has been very involved in disease prevention. So it's really nice to hear how all these came to be. And based on the work that you do, what's one of the most memorable moments that you have experienced?
Can I share a few?
Absolutely.
I have a few. I think when we launched the Air Native N7, it was on 9/25/2007. Health Board was in Portland. And so long story short, on that Saturday night, wife and my phone in my pocket on silent. It was vibrating. I didn't understand why. So I looked at it and it said, one of my relatives said, "Hey, they're talking about you on Saturday Night Live." So I went back. We recorded Saturday Night Live. My wife loved Saturday Night Live. So we recorded it and I went, we home and watched it. And it was Amy Poehler. And the tagline was, Nike comes out with the shoes specifically for Native Americans. So are we cool now? That was the line, and a picture of me holding the shoe. So that part, that memory will always stick with me. That my face got on Saturday Night Live, and then you know there's other memorable ones of, you know, chasing down Nota Begay III at a golf tournament because I needed him to come be part of the program. I needed an athlete to help support the vision. You know, those are all memories for mine through my career. And I've met many athletes throughout the career, but I think most importantly is when my fondest memory is when you go into community and you see the kids excited. Vision was that I had for this program, and they're excited to see me come in. So, because I sit in Beaverton, Oregon, not a lot of Native kids in Beaverton, Oregon, so you really don't feel the impact of your work until you go in community. When you go in community, then you get to feel it, and it just drives me even more to do great work.
That's awesome.
The Urban Res is underwritten by United Natives, a national Native American nonprofit that focuses on mental health, including youth sports camps. United Natives can be contacted at their website at unitednatives.org.
So let's stay on the topic of the memorable moment. So Nike N7 emphasizes the physical activity as a vehicle for community wellness. Can you share a particular memorable moment where you saw firsthand the impact of your initiatives?
A couple of them. One, if we, when we talk about product, in 2009, I came up with the concept Amazing to create a collection. And if you think about back in that time, 2008, then there wasn't a lot of the brands that are out there now. And kudos to all those amazing fashion brands that are out there. Different ones that are out there, you know, they're fashion shows all over now with indigenous designers. And when I went back in that time, there wasn't none of that. There was maybe me, Stephen Paul Judd, had his little stuff going on over there. And we got to a point where we used one of our signature athletes. I asked Kevin Durant, who was playing for the Oklahoma City Thunder at the time, if we can indigenize one of his sneakers. And so we worked with a designer, an indigenous designer, and we got this shoe. So it's the KD4. And the first time I realized that we're making an impact is I went to the Oklahoma City Nike store, and we were doing an event there. And had a DJ, MC1, was playing his music. And there's a line of people lined up all around the store to get the N7 KD4s. And to me, I was just like a pinch me moment to know that a concept and an idea that some of my colleagues and I shared together, and it came to life. And to see those individuals line up to buy that sneaker, and the news cameras were there, you know, filming, interviewing people, and so on and so forth. So that's one moment, and I'll share the second one was when I was approached by the Jordan brand to do a collaboration with Jordan. So we did in 2011, we did Jordan Retro 7 N7. Hard to find, StockX maybe, and then a Retro 1 was part of the collection. So that collaborative partnership with Jordan, we've done three or four now, but those are ones that are really memorable because, you know, before there was N7, I was Air Force 1 Jordan guy. That's what I wore. That's how I represented myself. That's how I showed up. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so there's a couple of memories that I'd love to share with the
Jordan.
That's so
cool. During that time,
I've met Michael at an event, like shake his hand, but I haven't really spent much time with him. But the folks who run the brand, I know quite well.
That's amazing. You're speaking my language, Sam, with sports and sneakers and, you know, just the whole sports vibe.
Mine too.
So, absolutely love it. Our organization, you came to our event. We recognize you at our second annual United Native Sports Gala. And it was just such well-deserved for you to be recognized in all that you have done. I have a question. Our organization has worked with some Nike N7 ambassadors, such as Shia LaBeouf, Janae Cassinavoid, and Shayna Prowlis. Me, as a former native hooper, I know back in my tenure, we didn't really have the opportunities to work with big brands. How intentful have you been in working, especially with indigenous female athletes and in this space?
You know, I'd like to share kind of how that all came about. When we launched that first collection in 2009, November of 2009, we launched our first product collection. And one of the things I was really adamant about, having imagery in the Nike stores of indigenous athletes. So that's how that all came about. And then having people see that first collection, the first collection was actually a model call at the small little Salt River Pima gym. We rented out the gym and we did a model call, and the very first collection, which was indigenous athletes, just amateur athletes that came for a model call, and they selected some of them to be part of the campaign. And then from then on, they started coming to me. So that's the beauty of the platform we've created with N7 for athletes is it gives them an opportunity to amplify their voice on things that are important to them. I'll use an athlete by the name of Lauren Shad. She played professional volleyball in France. She played at the University of San Diego. Missing and murdered indigenous women and two-spirited people were really important to her. And we were able to give her that platform by having her inspire our collection of products and build that story around what was important to her as an athlete. And I think as we continued, we started to do that more and more. More athletes were coming to us and saying, "How do we become part of your story, your journey, the movement, which is now called N7?" So I think that was the cusp of the beginning of it. And then the most intentional one was Alyssa Peely. Alyssa was someone that I really had conversations internally about how important she would be for young girls who want to play sports. And me being raised by a single mom, and my mom really emphasized sports, even though she didn't play sports, but she knew the importance of sports. And I saw the power of her as an individual, and I wanted to make sure I gave back to the young women who... Yeah, so that's how it all kind of started. You know, Noda was the first male athlete that signed on with us and supported. We have been a longtime supporter of the NB3 Foundation. I think the one thing we haven't mentioned is we have the N7 Fund that's given out. We're going to be announcing some grants here. So excited about that. $12.5 million have already gone out to help get 300 different unique communities across the country, and about 500,000 kids' lives have been affected.
Wow.
Wow, that's amazing. And then speaking of the N7 Fund, can you tell us a little bit more about the fund? And then for those listening, if they're looking to try to, you know, apply for funds, what's the qualification and whatnot, that'd be great.
Every November, we open the RFP, so open call, November 1st through January 6th, call to applications. We're in the process internally of vetting those applications. We work with a third-party vetting company called CAFA America. Charity AIDS Funds of America is where the fund resides. And so, you know, the community-based programs will work through the vetting process with CAFA. We'll get the final, we'll select, and we'll give out $750,000 here in a couple months to grant programs. Last year, we had 25 grassroots programs. They got $25,000 a piece. Plus, we have different levels of the program, but NB3 is the pinnacle across the top model for, in our eyes, anyway.
Well, I mean, this is amazing to hear because I think just the tie of looking at sports and health and impact is such a good bridge to this. Looking at everything from a comprehensive angle, what's your biggest aspiration for the future of Native American representation in sports and beyond?
Well, I think the future, out there, I've announced my retirement, and I think the future of N7 is in the future generations of leaders that will take on this program as we move forward. So I think I will still be there to be a tremendous advocate, but I feel really confident that the generation now. I just was at the American Indigenous Business Leaders Conference here in Las Vegas, and just hear those young people speak and to hear their vision for what they have for the future of our Indigenous communities. I think we're in really good hands. I think that generation is really, really active. I heard a stat at the RES conference that the average age of Reservation Economic Summit 5 years ago was 55. Today, conference was wrapping up. It's in the late 20s to early 30s. There are so many young people there that are being activated around changing the perception of us as Indigenous people.
Wow, that's a truly amazing, and scarcely within that 5 year period span to go from the average of 55 mm-hmm. to 20 and 30. No, that is huge. Definitely making great strides. So in regards to, again, I know you were talking about earlier about working with Indian Health Services and the Bureau of Education. In your opinion, working with organizations like these, how do these partnerships amplify your mission for the Indigenous community?
I think they amplify our mission for Indigenous communities because they help us provide access. Think about the Bureau of Indian Education, and you know, who knows, it could change anytime. But as we're talking in today, like, they have 192 schools that service 100% of their population are Native students. You have access to those, then provide inspiration, supporting equipment, a variety of different things that we can do as a brand and be a beacon of hope and inspiration for those young people. And I think they, as I started to realize the impact that we were going to have, that's all I ever wanted to do. Provide hope and inspiration that someone else could walk in my shoes, sit in my chair, aspire to sit corporate America, if it's not corporate America, and tribal leadership. And we use sport as the vehicle to do that, because sport is the common denominator for everything. I mean, you're equal. When you're a teammate, right? And, you know, Crystal, you played sport. You know the importance of team, the individual learnings you learn from being on a team. And I think sport is the common denominator for everything.
Absolutely. I think we've previously in one of our segments, we mentioned how sports gives you different skill sets, such as self-discipline, communication skills, leadership skills. And so those skill sets, how do you, and especially we talk about youth as our future. Are there any opportunities for you to intern at Nike or get some mentorship or any of those impacts?
So we have an annual internship program. It opens every October. Fortunately, we only have one intern at Nike. Different, actually, I take that back. We have a partnership with IAIA that has a couple of interns. But yeah, so we have an annual intern every single year.
Perfect. You hear that, you all? Marcus, what are some, from someone from a non-native perspective, kind of looking at objectively, what would you like to ask Sam, coming from more of someone that's not necessarily from an indigenous community?
Sam, even before I ask my question, I mean, everything that you've done and being the visionary from starting a business plan, and then now you're retiring, but to see the torch that you have held since the beginning and then now getting ready to pass the torch off, I just want to say thank you so much for being that leader and that visionary for other, you know, indigenous kids, females and males, to look at, because that's one of the things that I've come to learn in the community is that people don't really see themselves out, you know, that's, you know, being successful. So, and, you know, thank you so much. And so the last question that I'll just share and I want to ask is in regards to passing the torch and help bringing up those leaders. What advice can you give someone who, like myself, I didn't grow up in the indigenous community, but, you know, but that is a staunch advocate for the community. What advice can you give people like myself to that want to continue to help and give themselves to help, you know, pull the community up?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I'll just I go with a philosophy. And when I talk to our kids, is that you can't be it if you don't see it, right? So if they see people who are doing great things and they get to interact and engage with them, they may do great things in the future. So I think that's an important, I think I read it somewhere or something, but I started the Fort Peck Tribal Youth Summit on that premise of bringing in people to see the kids in the community where I grew up so they can see people and understand where they come from and what they ultimately what they could do and be in their life. So appreciate the time and thank you for having me today.
The pleasure has been ours. I just can't wait to see what other great things you're going to do in the future. Myself and Marcus are going to continue to help support our organization, United Natives. We'd love to continue to work with you on your next phase of your journey. So thank you so much. And everyone out there listening, please know that Nike has been a huge supporter of Indigenous communities. And we also thank Nike as well. And thank you, Sam. And everyone have a great weekend.
The Urban Res is underwritten by Global Wave Consulting International, specializing in IT solutions, from network penetration testing and vulnerability management to SAP basis support and web application security. Global Wave helps businesses stay secure and efficient in a digital world. For more information, globalwaveci.com.